Good day. My name is Michelle. For the Market Watch on Nova's Business Report today, I am talking to Floris Berg from Capricorn Asset Management. We are going to touch on the latest GDP releases. Floris, good day. And tell us quickly, where are we standing with the current release of data?
Morning, Michelle, and to the listeners. Yes, I am in the fortunate position to bring a bit of good news, economists are used to bad news first. So for this time around, the messenger is not to be shot at all.
Mm-hmm.
So the positive momentum continues. We've seen the year-on-year growth rate in real terms in the third quarter up by 4.7% year-on-year. So on the round fourth, then you've got to get your 5% positive growth rate.
It's amazing.
In nominal terms, also growing by nearly 10% year-on-year. So from that point of view, makes sense that the CPI inflation at the beginning of May has been running around 5%. So let's say you get 5% year-on-year in real terms, you get a 5% inflation rate, then we get to a nominal GDP of 10%, which is a very positive development, especially with respect to the fiscal position of the country, where the revenue side of the government budget is doing very well in a strongly growing nominal GDP environment.
Tell me, Floris, what is sort of driving this growth? What sectors have been contributing the most? And what would that number be if say, mining is excluded?
Michelle, yes, that's the quite positive story about this whole record is that just about all the sectors of the economy have been growing quite strongly. The only blemish negative growth rate was in manufacturing, which contracted year-on-year in real terms by 1.4%. And that was largely driven by some weakness becoming evident in the diamond market globally, where the sales and prices of diamonds have actually been a little bit on the weak side. But other than that, manufacturing is reasonably okay. The only thing that will swing it around will be the livestock production slaughtering, because it remains to be seen how the drought will affect livestock sector. It's already having its effect on crop sector, which contracted year-on-year.
Yeah, so that basically takes us to the next question. You know, what is sort of your outlook then, given the drought and the fact that where we are in the year at the moment, where do you see the agricultural sector go?
Yeah, I think one should probably accept that the agricultural sector will be under pressure in the short to medium term because of the drought condition. But I've seen some analysts now starting to come out with a view that the opposite of El Nino?
Well, El Nino, La Nina.
La Nina. Yes, so that we could perhaps on the next season, we're looking at weather conditions we will assess. But overall, if one looks at, say, for instance, government side, the first things are being relaxed a little bit, spending increasing. You can see that in the simple breakdown as well. Mm-hmm. We are hoping to see interest rate cuts later in the year, which will help the household side. Mm-hmm. And then I think we're seeing positive momentum and sentiment continuing. And also, one of the key things for us as Namibians are the uranium prices, which have been very strong of late. It's brought about a sort of a renewed lease of life to our uranium sector. The drought, and then also seems like the global diamond market is a little bit on the weak side.
Floris, something that I've seen quickly was on electricity. What was the news around the electricity side?
Yeah, the production of domestic electricity really boomed over the last few quarters, and that adds quite a bit to the overall growth rate, with the electricity domestically rising. That means that we are importing a little bit less electricity, which is a positive for GDP growth numbers, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now that's interesting. Thank you, Floris. I'm not sure if there are any more detail in terms of if you would have normalized for a specific factor. Obviously, there has not been that much contribution from the new sort of developments in oil, etc. Last week with my interview with John Morgan on the Fitch and the Moody's releases, they indicated that they do expect a slowdown in this year specifically as the decision time comes closer in terms of whether they want to proceed or not. I'm not sure if any of that sort of filters into the GDP numbers.
Yes, Michelle, I think it can be expected in time that the failing jump scheme activity in the exploration and appraisal phases would eventually turn out to convert into actual production. So there is likely to be quite a lag between the actual exploration spending and the. But yeah, we are holding thumbs for these big mega projects that the final decisions in doing this will hopefully come soon.
Exactly. But in any case, on that very positive note and with the good data releases that we've had, Floris, thank you very much for talking to me and until the next time.
Only a pleasure, Michelle. All the best. Bye-bye.